We're continuing our Dream Team interview series on regional radio, highlighting West County High School. And we're talking with junior Zach Francis of the West County Bulldogs, making the Dream Team this year. First of all, congratulations, Zach, on making the Dream Team. How do you feel about making the team this year?
I was very excited. I was a little bit surprised. I had just gotten done playing a Legion game when I found out. I had a couple parents come up, told me that I had made it. So I was very shocked and very thankful.
And so were you able to celebrate that a little bit with either your family or some of your teammates too?
Yeah, my dad was there, and we pretty much talked about it the whole ride home.
And I know you made it with one of your teammates too, Ty Simile. How did it feel for both of you to make it this year?
That was awesome. We've been great friends for a very long time. We've been playing with each other since we were itty bitty, and it's great to share that with him.
Yeah, and just like Ty, you had a really nice junior season for West County as well, making it to the state quarterfinals. And at the plate this year, you were hitting .482 at the top of that West County lineup, and also you pitched very well with a 7-2 record and an ERA of just about 2.5. How did you try and find that balance between hitting and pitching this year?
Well, the hitting, just a lot of hard work, and then pitching, I got to give a lot of it to my defense, being behind me, backing me up, you know, lifting me up if I'm struggling a little bit, and give a lot of credit to Ty, because he would come up and calm me down if I'm having a rough inning or something. So a lot of credit to my teammates.
So being a pitcher that worked quite a bit this year, 53 innings, and also playing shortstop defensively, does that kind of bring out some of the leadership, traits in you in your junior season?
Yeah, I'd like to think so. I know I didn't get a lot of starts this year, but I came in whenever my coach needed me, and I did whatever he had me do, and I worked hard at both spots. No matter what I had to do, be as well as I could at both spots.
And I know both you and Ty and the rest of your team were really gunning for a state championship this year. You made it to the quarterfinal round a year ago. You made it to the Final Four. And as you look back on the last couple of years and how you've tried to improve year after year, what do you look forward to in your senior season to try and finish off that goal?
Definitely the goal is to win state, obviously. I think we have a really good shot. We got all of our pitching back, and hopefully some of our younger kids can step it up and, you know, play well. I know we had some sophomores that played really well this year, so hopefully them being upperclassmen next year too can help us hopefully achieve our goal next year.
I know it's a year off, but are you thinking maybe about playing baseball at the next level?
I definitely would like to.
What things do you think you want to improve on to try and reach that goal?
Definitely to be a little bit more positive. I know I like to get down on myself, and so be more positive and keep working harder.
Well, all right, Zach. Is there anybody that you want to thank for helping you get to this point?
Yeah, I'd like to thank my parents, my dad especially. He's always been there for me, pushing me to work harder. And I'd like to thank my coaches for showing up every day and being good leaders and role models to me, just being there all the time for anything I ever need.
Awesome, Zach. Hey, thank you so much for joining us today. And again, congratulations on making the Dream Team.
Thanks for having me.
That's Zach Francis of the West County Bulldogs, one of the Dream Teamers this year in the spring of 2018, baseball West County Bulldog. He joins us today on regional radio.